Keep the Faith, Wisconsin and beyond, and happy Tuesday afternoon. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is about Americans across cities and rural areas and races and religious beliefs and, yeah, political persuasions, standing up for ourselves, standing up for each other, and reclaiming the America that we all deeply believe in, not the America of racism and xenophobia and lawlessness. We are not going to be bullied. We are not going to allow this regime to take away our freedoms, our rights, and endanger our lives. We are not going to do it. The resistance is here every weekday, 4 to 6 p.m. If you knew me from way back when, my first show ever on the radio was called Dawn of the Resistance, and we're keeping that spirit alive every day right here. We are going to get, we've got a bunch of sound from both Donald Trump and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth addressing 800 of our country's top generals, some of whom flew for days, thousands and thousands and thousands of miles. We're going to hear what exactly was said. It was an abomination. But I want to start this afternoon with a decision today from a Reagan-appointed federal district court judge. This is in the free speech case when Donald Trump targeted pro-Palestinian students on visas for deportation. They sued and they brought a case and the judge decided it today. It was a bench trial. So this was a decision on the merits, full presentation of evidence. Everybody got to argue their sides. And this Reagan-appointed judge, his decision today, the way it starts and it ends, is absolutely mind-blowing. He spares not a word. And I'm going to share some of that with you. There's no audio because federal court judges don't do that. There's no recording equipment in federal courts. But before we get to that, we do have some fun business to attend to. If you've been playing along with us, it is Civic Media's multi-state Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest right now. We give away daily prizes of either $200 or gold jewelry, and we're going to give away a grand prize of two indoor club-level tickets to watch Green Bay take on Minnesota on November 23rd. That's a noon game and a gas card to get you there and back. If you want to play today, you got to download the Civic Media app and text in this word right now before 6 o'clock. Got to get your word in via the app. Punt, P-U-N-T. P-U-N-T, punt is the word. Good luck to everybody. Let me share what this judge has said today. He has ruled that the targeting of pro-Palestinian student protesters and activism was illegal, and the judge called the crackdown a, quote, truly scandalous and unconstitutional suppression of free speech. This is U.S. District Judge, William Young in Boston. He went on to say that the State Department and Donald Trump sought to target non-citizens for speaking out with the, quote, goal of tamping down pro-Palestinian student protests and terrorizing similarly situated students. Young decried the administration's conduct in striking terms, this is according to reporting by the Washington Post, quoting President Ronald Reagan's declaration that freedom must be fought and defended constantly by each generation. And he called the case, this is Judge Young writing today, perhaps the most important ever to fall within the jurisdiction of this district court. The bench trial, again, decided by a judge, not a jury, sought to answer the question of whether non-citizens in the United States have the same rights to freedom of speech as citizens. Quote, this is from the judge today. The analysts relied heavily on thousands of profiles generated by Canary Mission, an opaque pro-Israel group that said it documents individuals who promote hatred of the USA, Israel, and Jews. He basically decimates the use of that data by Homeland Security to target these students. It's really incredible. HSI officials during the trial testified that they had never been asked before, ever, to compile reports on student protesters or to conduct arrests of non-citizens. But here are the parts that I want to share with you in particular. The front page of this federal court opinion has an image of a postcard sent to the judge and received on June 19th of this year. I'm not kidding. I've never seen this. This is first of its kind that I'm aware of ever from a federal court anywhere in the history of the United States. He pasted an image of this postcard sent to him that said this, ostensibly directed at Judge Young, a Reagan appointee. Trump has pardons and tanks. What do you have? And Judge Young responded before even the heading of his decision. Here's what he said. Dear Mr. or Miss Anonymous, alone, I have nothing but my sense of duty. Together, we the people of the United States, you and me, have our magnificent Constitution. Here's how that works out in a specific case. And at the end of Judge Young's opinion, after his signature, he again addresses the coward who wrote an anonymous, threatening postcard to Judge Young. He writes this, "I hope you found this helpful. Thanks for writing. It shows you care. You should. Sincerely and respectfully, Bill Young. P.S. The next time you're in Boston, parentheses, the postmark on your card is from the Philadelphia area, close paren, stop in at the courthouse and watch your fellow citizens sitting as jurors. Reach out for justice. It is here. And in courthouses just like this one, both state and federal, spread throughout our land, that our Constitution is most vibrantly alive. For it is well said that where a jury sits, there burns the lamp of liberty." This is the moment that we are in. The threats to the judiciary fomented, encouraged by Donald Trump, who has been doing this for the last decade. And I want to read another portion of this decision, and then we are going to turn to the abomination of speeches before our nation's top military leaders today. And folks, if you're going to want to talk about that, if you are a veteran, if you currently serve and you want to anonymously comment on the speeches before our nation's top military leaders this morning, please do get on the line. We will queue up your calls and your text messages, 855-752-4842. But what Judge Young wrote today, and what is an absolutely scathing rebuke of the Trump administration, again, a Reagan-appointed judge, is so important for all of us to understand. His opinion is 161 pages long. If you want to know about the merits of the case, you want to know how the federal government didn't do its own investigation. It just relied on this outside group to decide who's bad and who gets deported and who doesn't. It's in the 161 pages. But I want to read you the very end. Here's what he says in the substantive conclusion of his opinion. No order entered by this court shall materially interfere with the defendant public officials and their agents' ability properly to enforce the laws passed by Congress. To this delicate task, the court will turn in the remedy phase. And then he quotes Ronald Reagan, who appointed him. Freedom is a fragile thing, and it's never more than one generation away from extinction. It is not ours by way of inheritance. It must be fought for and defended constantly by each generation, for it comes only once to a people. The judge writes, I first heard these words of President Reagan's back in 2007 when my son quoted them in the Law Day celebration speech at the Norfolk Superior Court. I was deeply moved and hold these words before me as I discharge my judicial duties. As I've read and reread the record in this case, listened widely, and reflected extensively, I've come to believe that President Trump truly understands and appreciates the full import of President Reagan's inspiring message. Yet I fear he has drawn from it a darker, more cynical message. I fear President Trump believes the American people are so divided today that they will not stand up, fight for, and defend our most precious constitutional values so long as they are lulled into thinking that their own personal interests are not affected. Is he correct? The judge asks all of us. I've been a lawyer for a long time, over 20 years. I've clerked for a federal judge that was twice appointed by President Reagan, and I have never read or seen anything this explicit written by a federal court judge calling on us as Americans, those who may be lulled by why we think our personal interests that are our side may be winning in this moment, such a direct and clarion call to the American people to wake up, to realize that our freedoms, our very, very core values are at risk right now. He asks us, Judge Young, a Reagan-appointed judge, asks us, each and every one of us, if we are willing to stand up in this moment and defend our most fundamental constitutional freedoms. In that case, the right to free speech. In others, the right to due process. But in general, that ours is a country of laws and that no man, no administration is above the law. When we come back, we'll test those very questions when it comes to whether or not our military should face off against its citizens to serve one man. Stay with me, folks. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.